This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So this, inshallah, will be my final reminder for this Ramadan 2022, which was an exceptional Ramadan. Allah is my witness. This is really one of the most amazing Ramadans I've ever had in this country. So I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept from all of us. And for those of you who want to go back and review those Tafsir Bites, I call them Tafsir Bites series, they're all on YouTube and they're all on Facebook and social media. You can find all the series, all the lecture that we have since the beginning of this Ramadan until the end, alhamdulillah. So today I'm going to end with, inshallah, try to keep on a high, not on a low, because Tafsir Bites 2022, or my name, Riyad, R-I-A-D, not Riyaz, Riyad, R-I-A-D. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anfal, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he describes the quality of the believers. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم. When Allah is mentioned, their hearts shake, their hearts tremble, their hearts get connected. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And when the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal have been recited upon them, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, their iman will get empowered. As we are here today, my brothers and sisters, it's the entire month of Ramadan. I'm sure all of you, your iman must have, alhamdulillah, get empowered, must have gone up, because our iman goes up and down. The iman of the insan goes up and down. It goes up with ta'at, with obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal, and it goes down with ma'asi, with sins. So we want to remain on that high. And the million-dollar question is, how can I keep this empowerment? How can I keep this high of iman? Most likely, because once we go back again, as this Ramadan will be over, all of us, some of us are taking, you know, time off from work, and they're doing i'tikaf, and some of us have been, mashallah, coming every day to the masjid. Even those who did not wake up for Fajr, they came and they prayed Fajr in the masjid. People who did not pray Sunnah, they pray in Sunnah and pray Taraweeh. But now the thing is, once we're going to go back to our work and to this world and this dunya, most likely, as it is, as we're human beings, our iman may go back up, you know, up and down, up and down, up and down. How can we keep it on that high? I want to share with you maybe a couple of things, inshallah ta'ala. How to remain on the high. Because it may happen, and it shall happen, and it will happen, that at some point you will feel low. You'll feel weak in your iman. What are you going to do? First and foremost, the same connection that you had with the book of Allah Azza wa Jal in Ramadan, Al-Quran, the key, Kitabullah. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu wa arda, one day he was reciting one ayah. And Umar ibn Khattab hafid the Kitabullah. He recited one ayah which put him in bed sick for over a week. Inna adhaba rabbika lawaqi'. The punishment of your Lord shall happen. He went down on his knees. They carried him home, crying and crying. He couldn't get up. He got sick. Inna adhab rabbika lawaqi'. Umar ibn Khattab used to cry so much, he used to weep, that the tears left a mark in his cheek. Dark mark on his cheek. Ameen hada Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu wa arda. Uthman ibn Affan also was known to cry a lot. He used to weep a lot. He used to love to listen to the words of Allah Azza wa Jal and read the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This environment that we hear definitely is another means to increase your iman. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, with regard to sakina, the tranquility descending, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. He is the one who sent down Sakina. Sakina means tranquility, peace. When Mashallah Sheikh Hudayfa was reciting, I don't know, did you get connected? Did you feel that peace? Did you feel that serenity? I felt like, keep going, Sheikh, keep going, don't stop. You feel that soothness, peace. This is how you want to feel, subhanAllah, at all times. When you listen to the Quran, the word of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah says, He is the one who sent Sakina, tranquility, in the heart of the believers. Why? لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ, so that their iman get increased. And in the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad, when he says, you know, مَا اجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِنْ بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَدْرُسُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ إِلَّا وَغَشَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةُ وَنَزَّلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةُ وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. When the Prophet Muhammad says, when people, they get together, talking about Allah, reading the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, studying Quran, Allah subhanahu, the Prophet says that rahmah will descend upon them, rahmah will overwhelm them, rahmah, mercy of Allah will overwhelm them, number one. Number two, sakina will descend upon them. And when sakina descends, your iman gets up, your iman will get high. When sakina goes down, iman will go high. So you need to keep this environment. If not in the masjid, come to the masjid, definitely. But maybe at home with your families, to do some halaqas of the Quran with your families. But maybe my advice and sincere advice is, keep this. This is your masjid. This is the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't quit. Do not khalas say salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. We'll see you next inshallah. Don't quit. This is the masjid. This is the environment of iman. This is what iman goes on. And last but not least, brothers and sisters, another very, very amazing, important advice. الصحبة الصالحة. If you want your iman to be on a high, on a rise, الصحبة الصالحة, righteous friends, righteous companionship. You know, the pious predecessor Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi says, whenever I feel my iman is low, I go to my sheikh, I go to my ustad. And who's his ustad? Who's his sheikh? Ibn Taymiyyah. He goes to Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi in his home. And then he says, by the time I leave his home, my iman has increased. I feel the high. When was the last time you felt low? And maybe you called Sheikh Jamil or the Imam, or I just want to come and see you because my iman is weak. I want to come and talk to you a little bit about deen. The Sahaba used to do that. تعالى نؤمن بربنا ساعة. Let's go believe in Allah. Let's go remind ourselves about the deen, about Akhirah. For just a moment, they used to tell one another. For a moment, let's talk about deen. Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi. And who's Ibn Taymiyyah, by the way? He died young. He'd been in jail for so many years. His jail partner, who was with him in jail, he says in his final year before he died, he had 81 khatmat Quran. In that last year before he died, he had 81 khatmat Quran. And when he died, he was reciting the Quran. The final ayah that he recited before he passed away is, إن المتقين في جنات ونهر في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر. إن المتقين في جنات ونهر. The righteous, they will be in jannat, heavens and nahar and rivers, in a safe gathering, in a safe place, عند مليك مقتدر, Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And he passed away. So this friendship, pick a good friend, pick a righteous friend. If you were to feel low sometimes, give them a call, meet with one another. Hakada, choose your friends meticulously, as the Prophet Muhammad used to say, المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالف. A man will follow the footsteps of his close friends. Let each one of you, the youngsters right here, let each one of you pick a good friend, a meticulous friend. Choose them properly. Because these are the friends who are not going to be there to abuse you. They will be there because they love you. If you were to go wrong, if you were to make it, they would come back and remind you and bring you to the mission. So inshallah ta'ala, let's keep this high bi'idhnillah. You know, let's keep, you know, inshallah, it's all about sincerity. It's all about what you have in your intention. Am I going to keep coming to the masjid after Ramadan? Or am I going to quit after Ramadan? It's your choice. But I don't want that. You don't want that. You don't want, after you tasted honey, And then you quit that taste of honey. La habibi, you tasted sweetness. Keep that sweetness, inshaAllah ta'ala. Keep the iman in the high. And if it happens that it will be low, just inshaAllah ta'ala, you know, start, come back to the masjid, read the Quran, make some salah, qiyam, and inshaAllah ta'ala, inshaAllah ta'ala, it'll be on the rise again, bi'idhnillah. I had an amazing time with all of you. I really did. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from all of you. And we want to thank the volunteers for the amazing job that they have done throughout this month. Being patient with all of us, being patient with the brothers and sisters, you know, the parking and whatnot. I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla really to bless them and to reward them. I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to bless you and reward you for your patience with me, for your patience with us. You know, being here talking, and you know, some of you just want to, you know, khalas, stop. We just want to pray and go home. Thank you for being patient with us. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. May Allah increase you in health and wealth and increase your iman. May Allah make your homes like the home of the Prophet, like the home of the Sahaba, inshaAllah ta'ala. Fill it with serenity. Fill your homes with peace, with tranquility, with happiness and joy, inshaAllah ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us in a better gathering, not in this masjid, in a better gathering, in the companionship of Prophet Muhammad, inshaAllah ta'ala, in Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. InshaAllah, I wish to take all of you for Hajj or Umrah, bi'idhnillah. So if you have not gone for Hajj or Umrah, please have another intention. Make your intention. You know, money does not take you for Hajj. I say this by experience. Money, some people say, I don't have money. Money does not take you for Hajj or Umrah. What takes you for Hajj or Umrah is your sincerity. Wallahi, if you're sincere and truthful, you raise your hand, Ya Rabbi, I want to come and visit your house. Ya Rabbi, don't prevent me from not visiting. And be sincere, Allah will make a way out for you, inshaAllah ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum, zakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala. Wallahu alaikum.